Meister Sheni, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. Lo yomar adam lechavero. A person may not say to his friend, Ha'al es haperos ha'elu liyushalayim lechalek. Bring up these foodstuffs, this fruit and vegetables, whatever it is, this produce to Yerushalayim, so that we divide it up, implying that for bringing it up, in exchange for your schlepping it, I will pay you with a part of the produce. Now, since that's economically what's happening, I'm saying, in exchange for your services, I will give you a portion of the Meister Sheni. What you're effectively doing is paying your obligations, your financial obligations, with Meister Sheni. It's your obligation to bring it up. You're getting someone else to do work for you, and you're paying for someone else's labor with your Meister Sheni. And that's forbidden. Meister Sheni can only be used for food and drink and for anointing. And that being the case, it's usur. However, Ela Omerlo, what a person could say is, Ha'alem shenochlem v'nishtem b'Yerushalayim. Why don't you bring it up so we can eat and drink this stuff together in Yerushalayim? That's perfectly fine, because you're not paying him. You're inviting him to participate in your food, and that's perfectly fine. And similarly, a person in general can give a gift with nothing in exchange expected to his friend if that gift is Meister Sheni. We actually said this previously in the first mission of the first parak. The same thing. The bartender gave two pshatim. He said the simplest pshat is we're talking about inviting someone over to have as, like, say, a dinner guest. He can eat the food with you, and that's no problem at all. It's giving him a free gift. If it's okay to simply give someone a straight out gift in a conventional sense of Meister Sheni, that is actually dependent on machlokas and whether one considers a gift, a matana, to be a mecher, equivalent to being a transaction or a sale. If you hold that it is equivalent to actually selling something to someone, so then gifting would be forbidden because you cannot sell Meister Sheni. But if you consider a mecher and a gift to be distinct things, and that gifting a matana is not a mecher, not a sale, then you could be able to. In any case, we'll stick to the bartender's pshat. And he points you to the fact that he said this once before in the first parak, first Mishnah.